I do. Well, I'm riding down Fifth Street, I'm coming down Main. I tried to bomb my neck, afford to buy cocaine.
My cocaine's gonna kill my honey, dear. Why won't you tell it to me? Tell it to me. Drink your corn liquor, let the cocaine be. Cocaine's gonna kill my honey, dear. Cocaine, gonna kill my honey, dear. Why won't you tell it to me? You tell it to me. Drink your corn liquor,
right.
Let the cocaine be. Cocaine,
gonna
kill my honey, dear.
Jersey Mike and Sarah Bozich are here for another podcast.
Off the record.
It's off the record.
It's a supplemental episode, though.
Yes. Prior to the podcast, actually, we talked about doing a co-blog.
This is how it started.
This is how it started. About the rules of the bar.
And it's been written about, like, more than the fucking Bible, but...
people still don't know.
Some people still don't know. And I would you know, I can't even say it's the younger set, because it's not the younger set. I've seen...
No, some people just don't know. I don't know about you.
Men acting like assholes.
I was raised in a bar.
I was not raised in a bar. You're raised in a bar?
Well, that's what we say.
Were you raised by wolves?
No, just, you know.
You're raised in a barn?
No, I always shut the door. When I was a kid, when we go on vacation with my aunts, it was always happy hour time. So my sister and I, we like to joke, we're raised on Shirley Temples and appetizers.
Holler.
And my mom likes to tell the story that I
Virgin
was first...
Virgin Shirley Temples.
Yes. Well, that's what Shirley Temples are.
Oh. I'm such a fucking idiot.
Yeah. I mean, not yeah, but yeah. So, and my mom likes to tell a story about how I was first on a bar top at 6 months of age. So it became
no... You were dancing on bar tops
dancing,
at 6 months of
I
age?
I just was there.
You got started early, Sarah.
So it became no surprise to the fam, really, when I became a nightlife columnist and made writing about bars my living. Well, part of my living.
And my living is earned... essentially in bars and promoting bands and shows that happen at bars. So I spend probably an equal amount of time. I might spend more time in bars than you do.
These days.
But yeah. You worked in a bunch of Harrisburg.
Yes.
We're a couple, all right?
Yeah, I worked at 501 downtown when that existed, and I worked at the
Hardware Bar. You were a Hardware Bar girl.
I was
girl.
Original.
You were one of the originals.
I was, yes.
I've seen the
and
pictures.
And York, too, actually.
In
Don't
York.
Tell people that.
When were you at the York?
I opened York. I opened Harrisburg and I opened York.
Wasn't York like 3 years ago?
No.
Less than that?
No, more than that.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it was less than that.
No, it was more than that. Wilkes-Barre is more recent.
I've seen pictures of the Sarah Bozich days.
Don't tell people that.
No, I'm going to tell because we're all about transparency here, Sarah.
Yes.
We started to make a list of rules of the bar. Because these are things that that we see all the time that I'm just like, dude, what's up with that fucking guy? You know, come on. And this is a supplemental episode of Off the Record, and it's not going to be a full episode, but it's just going to be a couple things that we were thinking about. And shit, while we're here at the bar anyway, we might as well talk about it,
May
right?
as well.
So this is just a partial list, and this is by no means gospel. And it's by no means finished, and we'll come back and do these every so often. But where do you want to start here?
I think we should start with you have the first real point of contention.
God damn it. All right. If there's one rule, and I, you know, I'm sort of a germ freak, like I'm sort of a germaphobe.
Yeah.
You know, I wash my hands 15 times a day. It's just like, it's the best way to prevent spreading colds and things like that.
Sure.
Guys, and girls probably the same way.
Yeah.
When you're done going number one or number two or whatever the fuck you're doing in there, wash your hands. Wash your hands. I don't care if you use soap, you know? Just
water really does kill a lot of the germs.
It does. And it just rinses off some of the shit. And when you go back out into the bar and you meet up with your boys and you're shaking hands
and high-fiving
and... Not to mention passing drinks around from place to place. Yeah. Dude, there's fucking germs, man. Wash your hands. You know what I do? You know what I do when I leave the men's room? I even open the door with the paper towel that I use, and then I try to make...
I know a lot of girls that do that. I'm not as much a germaphobe. I always wash my hands after I go to the bathroom.
Do you?
Yes.
I was at the bar a couple... I was at a bar in Towson last weekend before the show I went to, and this dude like came out of the bathroom, and he's like, "Hey, Jersey Mike." I'm like, "Hey," and he like raises his hand to high five me. I'm like, "Did you wash your hands?" And he didn't answer, but then he high fived me. I'm like, "Oh, they're dry. Like you just walked out." Because even if you dry your hands, like
right,
there's still
moisture.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was like, "Fuck, man." I mean, like it's like you learn that in kindergarten.
Yes.
Wash your hands, please. And it's not for you. It's for me, and it's for your friends, and it's for the bartenders. Cash is filthy enough.
Yeah, it's awful.
The bar tops are dirty enough. If you smoke, you get, you know, cigarette smell on your hands. But, dude, wash your hands, please, for the good of everyone around us. And that's my number one gripe about the bars. Because, you know, I sometimes, like at a big show, I'll go into the bathroom just to wash my hands. I might not even have to go potty. But I'm going in there just to wash my hands, cause like it, you just feel it.
Yeah. On that same kind of token, when you're in the bathroom, and this is, you know, I've not been into many men's rooms.
Yeah, right. That's where we met.
But ladies, that bathroom there, it's for you. It's for your girls. Like you got to think about your girls.
I've heard that you, girls' rooms are filthy.
They are. I was at this cozy bar where I'm right now. I was here one night. And the bar was very full. Everybody was having a good time. And I spent so much time in this room that I used the same bathroom, I don't know, like 3 or 4 times in the night.
Uh-huh.
And it, when we started, it was a perfectly fine, clean bathroom. By the end of the night, the floor is wet. And this is where I don't understand what happens. I really don't think someone peed on the floor. It doesn't smell like someone peed on the floor. And you can only drip so much water from the sink to the paper towels. Maybe it's the, you know, culmination of people doing that over and over and over again. But, you know, girls, like, you got to keep the bathroom in check a little. Like, think about it like it's your own house. I mean, sure, it's not. And yeah, it's a little dirtier. Or sometimes, who knows, if it's cleaner. I don't know what you're living in. But you got to think about it. If you're having people over at your bathroom, I don't know. You don't throw the paper towels on the floor. That's not okay.
Yeah, throw them in the trash can.
Don't put soap all over the sink. Don't, you know, fill the sink with water. It's just like, oh, and then the worst, you know, is when people actually put paper towels in the sink.
Yeah.
I mean, who's doing this?
Why? What? Is this high school?
Right. I mean, is this a prank? Like,
come
what's
on,
happening? Or are you really that lazy?
This. Oh, yeah. Flush the toilet, too.
Yeah,
you
know? Right. I don't know what's happening with that.
Come on. It's like, go ahead. Just hit the lever, and it'll do
it's
it for
real
you.
It's a simple process, I think. You go to the bathroom. You wash your hands. You put the paper towel.
If we're going to be spending 4 hours in this place and going to the bathroom 3 or 4 times... It's good for everyone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Tip well, tip often. And probably the most important time to tip is on your first drink. Would you agree?
I disagree.
You disagree?
Yes.
That the most important time to tip is on your first drink?
I completely disagree.
If the place is busy?
I don't subscribe to the belief that a bartender should serve you better because of your first tip.
Wow.
I know that sometimes it works, I just don't think that's the way it should be.
The way things should be and the way things are.
I know, and that's a testament to bartenders and servers too. However, I rarely pay cash. I'm more of a run a tab kind of girl.
Right.
Because bottom line is, and I know I'm going to jump in the, you know, rules thing here, but it's being polite to your servers and bartenders. They have a job to do. It's busy. They do want to get to you.
I've been to places though where the bartender
like
is just generally a dick though.
Yeah, that does happen. And you can only put up with so much of that, and I understand that too.
But the bartenders, like, they earn $2.72 an hour, and their income is based on how well they serve you.
Right.
And it's first impressions, you know? If your first drink is served to you pretty quick, leave them $2, you know? Leave them $3. If you're buying around, leave them $5, you know, whatever. And then...
Well, and that's the other thing.
Do you tip on every drink? Well, you run a car, you run a
tab. I run a tab, and I tip 20% at least.
So if you pay... that doesn't make sense, though, because if it's a $4 beer, well, you leave $1. It's 25%.
Yeah, at least 20%.
Generous of you.
Yeah.
I
and
agree.
That's important. 15 is no longer the standard. It was at one point. In today's day, 20%
is 20%.
It is the standard.
Because our money is worth less.
And it's
worthless.
It's easy math to do, though, too. It's very easy to figure out 10% of your check, double it.
Double it, yeah.
And it's simple. And round up. Round up when in doubt.
Tip well, tip often, you'll get good service. And on that note, don't be a dick and yell at the bartender or wave a $20 bill at the end of the bar, because that doesn't help.
It doesn't help anything. It just irritates it irritates the bartender. Bartenders are there, and generally speaking, we'll speak only of our good bartenders.
Right.
Those really they aren't dicks. They want to get to you. They're trying to do as much as they can. They're usually doing 40 things at once. Not only are they trying to serve you and your friends and the people around you at the bar, but odds are they're often running service bar too, which means they have to get drinks
for the servers. Yep.
To feed your friends that are, you know, sitting not next to the bar. So it's important to keep these things in mind. This person wants to wait on you.
You've
got to have a little patience.
And on that note, probably another good thing would be when the bartender does get over to you, know what the fuck you want.
Yeah, the worst thing you could possibly do is go,
what
do you have?
I don't know
And then turn to your girlfriend and go,
what do you want? What are you drinking?
You got to be
you
able to say,
know,
I want
dude.
Four Miller Lights,
yep.
Two shots of this, here's my card.
Yeah.
I want to run a tab.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Asking what's on tap or asking what bottles there are.
That's fine.
It's acceptable, right?
Yeah, sure.
Especially if it's your first time in a place.
Certainly.
But know what the fuck you want, man.
Yeah. It's okay. You want to see a martini menu? You know, all of that's good. But don't be screaming for that either. That's something you can usually catch a person in between making a drink. Hey, I just want to see the menu real quick. They'll get it for you. When they come to you for your drink order, by then you should know what you want.
But it's almost like basic rules of engagement. You know, like just be cool.
Yeah.
Like, you know, be nice. Be polite.
You think of this person like they were your friend or you want them to be
and
who knows?
And being drunk isn't an excuse to be a dick.
It's not.
No, and it's just that's a quick way to get horrible service. The
lucky
next time
for you, though, bartenders are used to that and will give you a pass maybe once.
Once. You get one get-out-of-jail-free card.
Oh, that person's a drunk idiot.
Yeah.
Fine.
You don't want to be labeled a drunk by the bartender.
You know, another thing, too, is on that same note, like, know when it's when. You know, we talked about this in one of our other podcasts about getting kicked out of bars, and both of us have not really had much experience in that, and we know when it's time to say when.
Yeah, but
guys, I know people handle the alcohol differently, but when someone cuts you off, they're usually doing it for your own good.
Yeah.
They really, really are.
Bartenders
are not out to get you. They want to help you.
I haven't seen too many, like, volatile situations once somebody's been cut off. But, I mean, there's embarrassment there.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's pride. You know, don't cut me off, I'm fine. But at the same time, it's like, if you got cut off, you probably did something wrong. I mean, and LCB laws are pretty tight.
Yeah.
They're pretty
by the way,
strict.
If you throw up at that place, they can't serve you.
Yeah.
And by the way, that means go home.
Yeah, go home. Go drink some
Take
water.
Take a cab and go home.
I've seen people fall asleep on couches.
Yeah, I've seen people fall asleep at the bar.
Yeah, and that's just like, get out.
Right.
Go home.
It's
one,
past your time.
One, it's illegal. Two, nobody wants to see that.
No.
You know what else I hate seeing at the bar? And I'm guilty of this. I've done this once or twice in my 12 years of legal drinking. No making out at the bar.
Yeah,
yes
no,
or
you're
no?
totally right.
Yes or
but
no?
But I totally dated someone that's all, I swear to God, that's all we did.
You
and
made
you're
out
right.
The bar?
It's totally wrong.
It's such
wrong.
A turnoff.
You
dude.
Should never do it.
You don't
want to
be
bad.
That guy. Nobody
you
wants
don't.
To see that.
You don't. You really, it's not a good idea.
I don't get me wrong. I have totally made out in bars.
As have I.
I've completely
and
made
not
out
with
in
this
public.
Guy.
Not with you.
No.
Never make out with you. That would totally kill the dynamic.
Really?
But it's just nobody wants to see it. You know, and it's like,
and
yeah.
really, you don't want to be doing it either.
Yeah. I mean,
the last thing you want
to
hear
your
the next day is, oh yeah, I saw you, you know, locking lips with this guy the other night or whoever. No. Granted, if you're to that level, you're not going to remember this podcast at all.
I think that I think that everyone's guilty of making out of the bar at some point.
It does. It happens.
But don't make a habit of it.
No.
I mean, like, you know, you get caught up in the moment.
Then you become that guy or that girl.
But there's anonymity, like, when you're in a big group of people. And it's like, you know, you think nobody's looking. And, like, you get caught up. It's like, I just want to kiss you, whatever, you know. But it's like, it just comes down to, like, you know, you wouldn't want to see it.
No.
Yeah. That's probably a good way. It's probably a good way to think about doing things at the bar. It's like, do unto others, almost. It's like, you know, would you want that done to you? If somebody bumps, I was at a show a couple weeks ago at Irving Plaza in New York City, and drinks were wicked expensive. It was, I paid $7 for a can of Corona.
Can?
Yeah, a can of Corona.
Oh my God.
$7. I felt like I got raped without lube. It was horrible. But I was like, way back in just like the viewing range of the show. Like, I wasn't like even in the pit, you know, mm-hmm. like where people were like jumping around and bouncing around. And, like, there was this fucking meathead, this guy, like this big dude, he's jumping around at a period of a song that, like, you're just not, nobody's jumping around. You just watch. And he knocked my fresh $7 beer out of my hand. If I did that to someone, first thing I would do is apologize. And he did. He apologized. He's like, mm-hmm. dude, I'm really sorry. And I kind of gave him this scowl, like, you fucking jerk. And I kind of felt bad about it after, you know. But it's like, still, I mean, that's just because I do have some compassion in my heart. But the first thing I would have done is buy that guy a new beer.
I actually had that experience at this small bar we're hanging out now a few weeks ago.
Somebody knocked a drink out of your hand?
No, I knocked the drink out of someone else's hand. I wasn't even
drunk.
Bought
him a new one?
Absolutely.
Good, yeah.
I got up.
Yeah, that's there was common courtesy.
Some Prince came on. There was a request for me to do the Molly Ringwald.
Christ.
I was doing the Molly Ringwald. I got an elbow right into this guy's Jack and Coke. It fell to the ground. I immediately rushed him. I said, I am so sorry. Please let me buy you another drink.
What is the Molly Ringwald?
Well, it's an... You saw a breakfast... I'm sorry, the
Breakfast Club. Yeah.
Yeah. The Molly Ringwald. This dance.
Oh, yeah.
When she's... you know, when they're dancing in the library.
Okay, yeah.
She's got the move. It's an 80s move.
You did it?
Yeah.
We gotta stop hanging out. I'm totally fucking
serious. I was
serious.
Being comical. I wasn't being serious. At any rate.
If you spill somebody's drink, buy them a new one.
Yeah, you really, at least offer to.
It's courtesy. It is. It's common, it's
and
common
you know
courtesy.
Though? Even before the buy the drink, it's an apology.
Yeah.
You know, nothing worse than someone knocking your drink out of your hand and just, go, you know, scowling at you like you were in their way.
Last call is last call. You're not going to get a drink after last call.
Yeah, you're really, just... and it's, you got to watch the law in this state. I mean,
yeah.
We got rules, and they can't serve you after 2, and you got to be out of here by 2:30, and frankly, I'd get out way before then, because they don't like that.
Nothing good ever happens after midnight.
No, that's pretty true.
That's one of those rules. It's like, no decision that's made after midnight is ever turns out to be a good decision.
Yeah, not so good. So yeah, you know.
Last call's last call. You know, if you missed it and you didn't get another drink, tough shit. You know, go home.
Well,
you should
really,
have a six pack in your fridge
it,
anyway.
Exactly. If you need a beer that bad and you're okay enough to have a beer,
no, you know what?
Go home and have one.
That's the thing. Is that you usually don't need another beer.
That's the thing, but you want it.
Oh man, just because
you shouldn't have it.
You should drink water.
Mm-hmm. Have a water. Have a club soda. A Diet Coke. That's a good drink.
Diet
option.
Coke is good. Yeah, a little sugar in your system.
Mm-hmm. Or fake sugar in that case.
Don't yell at the bartender. If it's busy, just stand there and just kind of like, you know, stare in his direction or whatever. And like, they'll get to you. But don't yell.
No.
Don't whistle. I'm not a bartender, you know, but I hang with the bartenders.
Have you played one on TV?
I did play one on TV once, and I didn't get paid for it, so I'll never do it again. But don't yell at the bartender. It just pisses him off, and it'll make him ignore you even more. Which isn't good for anybody.
No.
What else? What about You've been single at the bars.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm sure you've been hit on at the bars.
Yes.
What about how about that? What you got any pet peeves?
Oh, you know what? This is not about being single at the bar. But can I interject with another one?
Please.
This happens to me and my girlfriend Rachel. Jesus Christ. My friend Jamie all the time. We will be, you know, clustered at the bar,
uh-huh.
talking to each other. Inevitably, someone will, like, nose in.
Yeah.
Back against one of our backs so much that we have to lean forward into each other. Like, guys, I know
space.
You got to get to the bar, but again, another don't be, you know, a little excuse me.
Comes down
can
to...
Can I get in here?
Right.
And you know what I'm all about? Sure, get a drink, by all means. Well, I want everybody to have something to
say
drink.
Say excuse me.
But a little excuse me, a little, you know, awareness of your surroundings.
Be polite.
Yeah. you know, instead of just nosing on people's territory.
You, tell me if I'm wrong with saying this, though.
Okay.
Girls' Night Out
yeah.
is the least approachable group of girls in the bar.
It depends.
As far as single guys go.
It's hard to gauge. Unfortunately, you're probably right.
When girls go out on a girls' night out, and you guys do it a lot,
yeah.
right? You four or five of you go out. Come on, girls. It's girls' night. Let's go here. Let's go there, wherever. Your chances are you're there. Probably three of the five girls have boyfriends.
Or are married.
Or married. The other two are single.
So, yeah, we're looking to actually be out with our girls. We're not exactly. really looking for... And you're talking shit about guys.
Yeah.
And you're
bashing boyfriends
or
whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And
so it's not really.
And it's like a guy will look at it and be like, "Oh, look, there's five good-looking girls. I'm gonna go talk to them." You're out before you even stepped up to the fucking plate, right?
Yeah. I had an experience at a.
Have you ever been on a girls' night out where a girl went home with somebody?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But.
I gotta hang out with your friends more.
Actually, though, my friend Jamie and I, again, were out one night, and she and I often, because we don't see each other that often,
uh-huh.
when we go out for girls' night, it really is just to see each other, catch up, talk, whatever.
See, guys' night out is totally different
than
girls' night out.
We were at a bar. One, it varies. We also love to talk to strangers or see the guys we know and whatever, people we know. But we were out somewhere, and these two, and they were really a good bit older than us. And trying to, like, nose in our conversation, and we're both polite girls, and just said, you know, exchange some polite, you know, conversation. But then they, you know, offered to, like, come sit with us or vice versa, and we said, oh, no, you know, it's just girls' night. And it is our, and that's the thing, though, guys, if we want to be alone, we'll tell you it's girls' night.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't work, we'll start talking about our periods. It will happen. I've done it. To try to, if we don't want you around, I'm sorry. Sometimes it really is just about the girls, like you said. But these guys didn't get the hint. We must have told them three times.
Bachelorette parties.
No, guys, we're just doing this. And they wouldn't leave us alone. And it really got to the point where we both said we don't want to be rude to these guys. But we almost had to because they weren't catching our drift at all. And we just didn't want to do it.
Do you find there's a certain type of guy that's more aggressive than others? Is it the jock? Is it the state worker? Is it the politician? Is it the... Is it all guys?
Well, I'm not going to say it's all guys, but it could happen on all, you know, types of men, I guess. These were just two older guys. I couldn't even tell you what stereotype they had other than that they probably, you know, would have been better off trying to date our mothers. And they were nice enough, but, you know, we just didn't want to... Sometimes you just don't want to take the time to talk to strangers. But we want to be polite about it. Other times, we're more than welcome to, like,
yeah.
you know, make new friends and what have you.
Girls' night out, unapproachable though. I'm not.
I would definitely go into it with caution.
I'm not that guy though. Like, I don't like go out to the bars trying to meet chicks. Like, I've never been that guy. Don't get me wrong. I've met girls at the bar, and you know, we've gone home or whatever. But I don't go out with the intent of meeting girls at the bar. You know, I don't.
Right.
You know, because typically if you meet somebody in the bar, chances are it's not, you know,
the girl
you want to take home to mom, you know, or dad, or whatever. Sometimes
there are exceptions
to the rule.
Absolutely.
Of course. I've met girls in the bar that it's turned out to be great. I've met girls at the bar that, you know, I probably, you know, shouldn't have met at the bar. But girls' night out, man, is just the most unapproachable. But that's the allure, though. It's like... You think, oh, look, there's five chicks. Cool. Score. But they're talking about the boyfriend that doesn't give enough head. They're talking about the boyfriend that doesn't send flowers. They're talking about the boyfriend that fucking Dutch ovens them, you know? And they're bashing men a lot of the time, right? Don't you guys sit around and talk shit about your boyfriends?
The entire time. We have
lives
beyond men. We'll talk about work. We talk about our families. Yeah, we talk about men, but sometimes it's positive. It's not all just bashing men.
Yeah.
We do not get together only to bash men.
If you had to break it up into a percentage, what percent of the conversation is good about men versus bad about men on a girl's night out?
In my experience?
Yeah.
More of it is positive than negative.
Really?
Yeah. My girlfriends and I do not get together only to bitch about men.
Huh.
But on that same wavelength, though... Oftentimes when we get together, we're not out to meet men. We are there to just catch up with the girls and literally just have a girls' night. meaning we want to hang out with each other, not just, that doesn't necessarily mean bitch about men.
You know, one of the worst, and at the brewery where I work, there's a lot of there's a lot of like banquets and weddings and things mm-hmm. that'll have open bar, and ABC beer is, love it or hate it, it's higher alcohol content yes. than a Miller Lite.
Right.
You can have three or four Miller Lites and still be
fine.
But if you're accustomed to only drinking three or four Miller Lites, getting buzz, doing a shot of whatever.
If you have three Water Gap Wheats, you're in trouble.
If you have three or four Water Gap Wheats and you're only used to having three or four, I mean, I could have fucking six Zoigles and still function, yeah. you know, because it's just a tolerance thing. But there'll be a lot of weddings with open bar. Like, you know, they'll have, you know, open beer and open wine, you know, mm-hmm. and it's all you could drink. And by 11 o'clock, these fuckers are just so wasted that, like, it can't even be enjoyable. And it's like they're oblivious to everyone around them. They get the beer muscles. And they think that, like, being drunk is an excuse for yeah. being an asshole. And that's no excuse.
No.
And that, I think that's just, like, inexperience, though.
It is a little bit. And it's not just, and that, you know,
I get drunk. Sometimes I go out and I'm on a mission. I'm doing shots. I'm drinking. But I'm not a dickhead to everybody around me. I mean, things get rowdy sometimes at the bar.
I would say it's, you know, it's not even just about being in a bar, but there is something to be said about being aware of your surroundings.
Right.
Like being aware of what's going on outside of you.
Exactly.
Like, if I run into somebody in the mall, in the street, whatever, I bump into them, I'm going to say, oh, sorry.
Pardon me, excuse me,
whatever.
Do the same thing at the bar.
Yeah, exactly.
Make friends. We're all on the same team, right?
Sure.
So I think that's a good episode one of Rules of the Bar, right?
I agree.
And we'll do more of these.
Yes.
So that's Rules of the Bar with Sarah Bozich.
And Jersey Mike. If you have any rules of the bar you'd like to contribute, we have an email address.
We do have an email address.
It's offtherecordhbg@gmail.com.
Offtherecordhbg@gmail.com. And speaking of rules of the bar.
I know, right?
The fucking guy.
Oh, he just didn't know.
No, he didn't know.
They really should have a sign. Well, it wouldn't do you any good. There's no sign on that
door. There's no handle on that door either. Do you really think that's the bathroom, dude? Rules of the bar.
You might want to have a one.
Really, what it boils down to is don't.